summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Just want to take a look at commodities again before the year is out, which had a very surprising surge this year, especially for industrial-led commodities. Iron ore almost double, zinc, natural gas and steel were also among the best performers. Just looking forward, Ben, are you a commodity believer for 2017?
It's a very interesting place to start and I guess finish the year. I think this will be our last opportunity to chat in 2016. And it is, yeah, it has been a big turnaround story, obviously off those lows that we saw in February, and everyone was talking them down and expecting sort of a continuation in terms of the sell-off into the year. And of course, you know, we had Brexit, we had Donald Trump, and that was expected to be very bad for risk assets. But of course, this whole Trump bump phenomenon that the market is sort of christening it at the moment, it is having an upwards impact on commodities because of the potential for an infrastructure spend there from him and his government and his incoming government. So that offsets broader weakness anticipated by. Seen by commodities due to that strengthening US dollar. All commodities are priced in US dollars. So in terms of whether I'm a believer, well, I think the low-hanging fruit has certainly been picked in 2016. Now it's just going to be fascinating to see whether that momentum can continue. I think that there's probably a little bit more to milk out of it to the upside. I'm still looking at copper. Copper has been a good turnaround story in 2016, and some of the big heavyweight miners are still talking up supply shortage, but they're not talking that till 2019. So sort of with a longer-term view, maybe copper might hold some interest at these levels. Otherwise, I think that 2017 is going to see a continuation in terms of the story for commodities, as I said, based on an infrastructure spend out of the US and based on the fact that China will continue to bubble along, obviously backed by the government. If the economic data starts to wane a little bit, they do stand ready to sort of stimulate the economy, or so they say. So, you know, that should underpin some reasonable strength from commodities, I would anticipate.
So this suggests that the global economy is on the verge of some kind of a recovery. But have we seen a kind of lockstep performance by industrial stocks as well? I mean, the feeling is that it seems still quite tepid at the moment.
Yeah, industrials have been interesting. There's so many, I guess, moving parts of the industrial story, whether you're talking about domestic ones or international earners, and then you've got foreign exchange sort of fluctuations to take into account. But industrials, there's been a little bit of a rotation, especially in the equity market here in Australia, out of some of those high-yielding plays, some of those sort of, you know, rock solid, steady dividend yielding stocks, and into the more cyclical end of the market, i.e., into some of these resources names, and a lot of the brokers that follow them have been playing catch up and recommending buys on some of the resource plays and sells on those high yielding sectors. Obviously, as we're watching yields potentially about to rise further in the US, so. Yeah, I would anticipate that the rotation is probably set to continue. So, it's not going to surprise me. I'm not saying this with great conviction, with my hand on my heart or anything, but it appears that the industrials will underperform the broader resources name. But obviously, you know, that's a story that's it's going to ebb and flow throughout the course of the year.
And with the rising interest rate trend in the United States, gold will suppose will continue to be out of favor. Are we going to see another bear market for gold next year?
Well, I guess that all depends on Janet Yellen and co. and just how many rate rises we're anticipating. Of course, you know, it's going to act as a store of value. I don't think there's any two ways about that, especially with a man like Donald Trump with his, you know, with his thumb on the on certain levers and controls. And of course, you know, talking, you know, with his chest puffed out against, you know, talking to China in pretty tough terms. I mean, you know, it doesn't take him or his government to sort of, you know, misstep or pick the wrong fight with the wrong with the wrong you know, superpower, and gold's going to look pretty good. And I haven't even mentioned obviously the Italian referendums. The European elections coming up in early 2017. I mean, these are reasons why you would have gold as some sort of store of value at the moment.
Now, the currency also has had a very turbulent year this year because of the rise of the US dollar. And how does this play into the Australian dollar? Because we read that the property sector over there is just taking a little downturn after 2 years of double-digit growth. The Sydney House Price Index has just gained about 3.2% compared to the double-digit growth of the past. So on the one hand, currency, and on the other hand, is this affecting foreign investors' investments into property?
Well, yeah, the FX market is a swing factor in terms of foreign investment in Australia and in the property market. So that's something to take stock of. I still think that the market in Australia is still fairly buoyant, albeit, you know, we've seen a meteoric rise in recent times from the housing market. So I think that you know, we're probably not going to see gains in that ilk in 2017, but I'm still expecting it to bubble along. Obviously, in the low interest rate environment, is something that that obviously is going to continue to support the housing market. But certainly, the Sydney housing market has been a real standout. Other parts of Australia, it's nowhere near as strong. So, interesting times ahead. I don't think it's going to change dramatically in terms of the outlook and the view for housing, but it's you mentioned the foreign exchange level, that is certainly something that in particular Chinese investors are going to keep a very, very close watch on.
So in conclusion, where are you going to put your money in 2017, Ben?
I'm probably going to be a little bit neutral here. I think because we've seen such a huge rise, and obviously it's on expectations of what Mr. Trump and co. are going to do. It's by no means a fait accompli that, you know, what he says and what he does. I mean, you know, heaven forbid a politician, you know, telling something other than the truth might come to sort of bite us again. So I think that the low-hanging fruit, sorry to use the same expression twice in the same interview, but the low-hanging fruit I think has been picked in terms of equity market returns at this stage. That being said, I mean, Wall Street sold off a little bit last night. It was such a shallow pullback, which makes me think that maybe the rally can continue early into 2017. But then I get a little bit cautious as we get into the middle of January and start to focus on the year ahead. So I am cautious, especially around these levels for equity, global equity markets.
Thank you so much, Ben, and you have a good holiday season ahead. And that was Ben LeBrun, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!